You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone cold, don't you know you are my...
Ladies and gentlemen, here to perform a slam poetry piece about Boy Meets World, Samuel L. Jackson.
Boy meets world. Boy greets world. Hello, world. I'm Corey Matthews, short and average, head full of curls. The year 19.
Just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I mean, we played it, so I'm not kidding completely. But guys, I have a very special guest that has the same color skin as Samuel L. Jackson and the same cadence.
Oh, thank you. I do work on that.
A friend of mine, a hilarious beast in comedy. She's taken the comedy where I feel like you popped out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden I was like, yeah, she can't stop killing.
Really?
She's part of the writing team for Broad City. Put your hands together, please. Put them all together and fist yourself over the fact I'm introducing Naomi Ekperigin.
Yes, and you said my last name right. Bless.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck people that can't pronounce complicated names.
Thank you.
I practiced in the mirror several times. But you're going to not have that last name, so I won't even have that.
I know. Well, a lot of times, like, my goal is, like, get so famous that everybody knows how to pronounce Ekperigin.
Well,
you know what I mean? The dream.
So you're going to get married soon.
Soon, I think. I don't know when.
You don't have a date.
I don't have a date.
Oh, because you also have this great material about, like, finding your jubu.
Right. Like, that's a Jewish boo, just to clarify for the listeners. A jubu is a Jewish boo. So, I mean, I locked him down. You know what I mean? It's not going nowhere. I just have yet to pick a date or a location or the finger foods I would like to serve.
But wait, why?
I don't know how to plan shit.
It's because you're putting off planning?
Yes, I'm putting off, like, I don't know where to begin. And
there's,
like,
also, like, you gotta, it's like a big old fucking project.
It's a production. I really want your wedding. I did watch that video.
I mean, this is the new thing on my podcast. I overplay sound effects and people love it before they hate it. Love it before you hate it.
It's not like you just punch me in the throat.
I know, that's the other thing. It sounds dramatic.
Yeah.
Speaking of punches in the throat, guys in the Upper West Side right now, there is some controversy about the Dalai Lama. There's people in a stable saying, Dalai Lama, stop lying. But
right.
More catchy.
But you said, yeah, it was to a sick beat.
It was to a sick beat. And then there's people that are like, Dalai Lama, we love you. And I've never seen Buddhism so divided. I've never seen Buddhism, actually. So that's... But tweet in and let me know what's happening with the Dalai Lama. I need to know.
No.
I just keep on slapping Naomi. So you want our wedding?
Yes, I did watch that video. I don't know if I told you that. Probably I've never told you that until now, that I did watch your wedding video.
I mean, like, people should watch the video. It's on Vimeo. If you Google Shauna, spelled with a U, Shauna and Sabrina on Vimeo... you can see our wedding video at this.
Well, I just Googled you and I found it. It was like one time when I was having you on Coyote Average and I was like looking for a picture, you know, to put on the website. And then the video came up and I was like, well, what else am I doing?
Cannot believe how lucky I am.
This
you
is
are
my worst spouse.
Everything I ever wanted in a person.
Oh my God.
You are amazing.
All right. I'm amazing.
The way that we are able to deal with life.
Oh my God.
And it's ridiculous, beautiful, anything and everything.
Oh my God.
I mean, it is a beautiful one.
It is heartwarming. I was like, I want that. I want that in that rustic setting.
You should do it.
I don't know if I want to tell everyone to wear all white though, because they can't steal my thunder, because nothing looks better than white fabric on a Nubian skin.
That's very true.
I can't have anyone else take that from me. That's my moment. But
when she told everyone to wear white for the wedding, I was like, you're fucking crazy. First of all, we're making everyone come to Vermont, fly plane, train, automobile to Vermont. And then now you're telling them to, like, buy a whole outfit, but then it worked. It looked flawless. Yeah.
It looked flawless. It's all about that. I'm all about the rustic vibe. It's funny though, because I didn't know it was in Vermont.
Totally rustic, because you want, love. Like, when you think about love, do you think about like a hotel conference room? No.
No.
That's obviously the worst one.
Exactly.
And coincidentally, not coincidentally, that's not the right word, but what's the right word for, and also, maybe also is the right word.
Maybe also.
And hoojity boojity, it's more expensive that way.
At the hotel conference room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it expensive? I worry that if you go rustic.
Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only.
All right.
I can't take the sound effects mid-sentence.
I know. It's a problem. I am still learning. Listen, we're only on episode 305. I'm still learning, what's my voice. I always start off with a very radio, ladies and gentlemen. And then, you might catch me 30 minutes in, just really raspy, I just woke up, kind of telling you the story of how we almost got raped last night, and I'll tell it to you if you ask me.
Wow. Good and deep.
But yeah, rustic.
Rustic, that's all. But I don't, but like where, and then you know how when you don't have money, it's hard to do stuff?
Yes.
So that's kind of where I'm at too. When you make Monopoly money, you can't pay for things with Monopoly money in real life.
Well, okay, but you had a good gig with Comedy Central, and then the whole thing is that you got to take that money in savings, but then it's also...
But so then life requires money.
Yeah, you life know is what really I mean? Fucking expensive. It's so expensive to live here. It's hard to...
No. It's hard to live in New York and have a dream. New York used to... when I was growing up, you would have never told me growing up as a young black girl in Harlem, going to that fancy ass private school on the Upper East Side, that I would grow up and not be able to afford to live in Harlem.
Wait.
You know what I mean?
Now you just gave me part of your bio that I'm very interested in. You were growing up in Harlem. You grew up wealthy?
No, I grew up regular.
Regular, but your parents prioritized putting you in...
Yeah, my mom did. So, I was on a scholarship, but she really fought for me to go to a really good school. So, I was definitely...
So, you were friends with Gossip Girl type?
I knew the type. I wasn't really in with them. I had my friends who were kind of nerdy...
Yeah.
Weird randoms, But the really pop, you have to remember, I was not a size zero. I was pretty much the size and height
I
am now.
You have to remember.
You have to remember this. So you couldn't be a popular girl. So much of that
you
was
had to
like.
Be size zero?
You had to be. It was and I remember at the time too, it was all about DKNY was the hip brand and Kate Spade bags.
Yeah.
And so it was very you had to fit
you
in
had to
that.
Fit, look the part.
Yeah, to kind of do
dress
that. So
dress for where you want to be.
And I really liked Mickey Mouse sweatshirts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I did too. I feel the exchange rate in Canada was good to me because I didn't need to the hot girls in my high school were just oh, you can be funny too. I had to, I couldn't actually, my style was so whack. I didn't know where I landed gender wise. I would flip flop between wearing my brother's clothes and being super comfortable and then deciding to go to Le Chateau.
Which sounds classy.
It's a French, it's kind of if Zara had a cheap whore sister. That's Le Chateau.
And she does.
And she fucking does.
Yeah, Zara does.
And that's why Zara feels like a princess, because that's where she got her ego. Mm-hmm, from looking at her cheap younger Le Chateau sister being oh, I can sell this for $75. But guys, one time I went in there and I just revolutionized my wardrobe. I bought flares that are lycra material that are plaid with an orange tight-fitting turtleneck.
Oh my God.
And a butterfly beret.
Oh my God.
Because I was trying to reinvent myself when I went to high school, trying to be all right, here I am. I'm just like you girls. I can do it.
Yeah.
It's so weird. You try and fit,
Yeah. And it's interesting though, because even now I have that I have a show tomorrow where I would like to look my best, and I don't really know what that is. I know what I like and I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
But whenever I have anything where I have to be on camera, I just freeze. I'm what do you wear to the outdoors? I don't have, because to me it is about being comfortable,
I know what you're doing tomorrow.
What?
If you're doing a show tomorrow, you're not going to tell me what show?
Oh, no. I mean, I can, of course. But this one, it mattered, the Comedy Central comics to watch.
Yeah!
Yes, they're gonna watch me. I should
update. Hut one, hut two. Yes. Big titties, big butt two. Fuck with them real niggas who don't tell niggas what
whatever,
they up to.
You're gonna get
money.
See, this is the fun part about New York too, is that we get to have conversations where you're like, I'm trying to use Monopoly money, and at the same time you're doing comics to watch tomorrow, which is a huge deal, and you're fine. You are fine.
But
it's fun to know you in the struggle.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's so fun. It's it'll be great, and I'm excited. But there are two reasons, right? Obviously, people are going to be looking, but also my mother's coming.
Yeah.
And she loved to tell me what I should have been doing, like with my life, with my clothes, with everything.
Yeah, but fuck that.
So I'm like, oh, Lord. But, you know, we're conveniently located right next to a Marshalls.
So we are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could find it.
And also, I do think that Zara is, as much as I like kind of had to take it down a peg by insinuating that I don't know what. I mean, like the Zara Le Chateau family situation. I don't know where I went. I don't know what I was trying to do with that, you know? I wanted free clothes, and yet I knew I wasn't going to get free clothes, and I lashed out, all right? I lashed out. I just whipped myself.
I was going to say, it was me slapping you.
That, I, you let know? Me finish while Naomi slapped me. All right. So.
Where do you get your library of sounds?
I'm not telling. iMovie. But also.
93, we see two boys who lack both brains and brawn. Yes. Corey Matthews and Hunter a Hunter.
Who's Hunter a Hunter?
He was Hunter, a Hunter. Sean Hunter is the guy who had the black girlfriend.
Okay, 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 okay. Let's get back on track. You're doing comics to watch. What should you wear? I think as being the wife of a stylist.
Yes.
I know that Zara has great selections.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Marshall's could be more willy-nilly where you're right. Like, but like Zara, you could find a whole look.
Right.
Same price, not like the hugest brand, but still good quality. Good, like you could, yeah, you
yeah,
could do it.
Well, I was thinking, it's, you know, I was thinking about you not only because I was going to see you, but I think of you as someone with very good style.
Yeah, but I don't. Well, right now I'm not having good. Now I'm just casual. Just
but like you
when
have
I have to dress
style.
Up for something, Shauna will just put the clothes out there for me, and I don't buy any clothes for myself.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's a good perk. But the negative of that, think about how big are New York apartments.
Right.
Not huge. So I have married both Shauna and her things.
Right.
And her
right.
things are way bigger than her.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
But still, that means like when it's time to do stuff, you don't have to have a breakdown of like, what do I wear?
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's high school like, for me again. It gets yeah. very like, because like I would go to the, thank you, I would go to the bar and bat mitzvahs, and it was always about wearing a fancy outfit.
Yeah, and like, what does that look like for you?
Exactly.
If it's not like a traditional gown, then.
And like what, and obviously too, like if you're not rich, and then you don't, but the bottom line is you don't want to stand out, right? That was my thing of like, because to me to stand out would be like, what is she wearing? Like when I was younger, you know,
yeah.
I was like, give me gray.
Yeah.
Give me knee-length gray.
Yeah, I think that maybe you should talk to Shauna because I think, yeah, I mean, definitely since I've met her, I feel more comfortable in, like, what I'm wearing. She's just good at what she does. Like, and it's also dope to be with someone who, like, you respect what they do. Like,
yeah.
Like, I've never had, like, an art, I guess, someone in the art world.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, I would have fallen in love with her regardless.
Yeah.
But the fact that she is really good at listening to what you want,
mm-hmm.
but then also introducing like, you know, what her knowledge of what silhouettes would look good on your body and all that. It's good. And I think it is, despite like I was brought up by immigrants that are sort of like my parents probably have never bought a piece of clothing in the past, if not from like a Value Village mm-hmm. type, or Value Village is in Canada like a Goodwill type mm-hmm. thing. Like they just don't put emphasis on that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what the fuck does that matter?
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, yeah. And
right.
but life is balance. And I think there is a balance to like, yeah, I dress myself. I feel good about the way I'm dressed.
Right.
My outfit is actually working for me rather
right.
than I feel awkward in it.
Exactly.
And that, like, you know, is that first little gust of confidence.
It's true. It's true.
And then bam, you're on stage, killing it.
I'm a Sean.
You know, sometimes I don't give you a whole lot.
But just enough. I mean, if there was a whole library of just Samuel L. Jackson, I feel like that would be also rich in its tapestry, you know?
Samuel L. Jackson's voice is like,
these hoes couldn't test me even if the name was Pop Quiz.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. You like, you took the words out of my mouth.
Sometimes we make too much sense and we have too much of a cohesive conversation and I'm like, I have got to cut this up with some. So then what do you, I was actually just thinking on the way over, I want to ask you, what is, does marriage mean? Because now you're like the only guest I've had that is about to enter, that, you know,
You mostly interview comics. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's all, yeah.
So we're all just, yeah, lonesome and confused.
No, but just, it is a, like, I remember when I was younger and someone would tell me they're married, I immediately classified them into this, like, other realm of adulthood mm-hmm. that was so far away.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and that, I mean, that's, I'm just yeah. giving you A for now, guys. There's a lot of episodes. Find B and C in other episodes. But yeah, what does, and like the evolution of, to me, because for me, absolutely, marriage means we are committed to each other, but it doesn't mean like through hell and hell and the water that does, hell or high water, that's the one.
That is the phrase.
Yeah, yeah, through hell and high water, but like if the water is super high and the hell is super fiery, I'm freaking out of there, you know what I mean? This is my life.
Oh, I love those vows. Can I use those? Yeah. Can I use those? Great. If the water's super high and the hell's super fiery, I think, put that in the prenup, you know?
The way that we are able to deal with life, and it's
hell and high water.
No, it's interesting. It's something that I'm definitely trying to figure out. Because I'll say... And it's funny because Andy might listen to this. That's Jubu's real name. Again, Jubu. To just get the listeners. Oh, we need a Jubu sound effect.
Oh, yeah, you know? We do. And I've got the perfect one. It's the Jubu knock. Who's at the door?
It's me,
it's
Jubu.
Andy.
No, it's like, because I didn't think, I always wanted to be married, I always wanted a man, period, you know?
Yeah.
So I made a lot of mistakes, but I didn't think it would be him. I didn't think he would be another comedy person.
Yeah.
I didn't think, at the time, I didn't think he would live in Greenpoint when I was living in Harlem. Exactly. I was on a straight up horse and buggy situation, trying to get to his house when the G stopped running.
Yeah, that may as well be the sound effect for the G-train.
Basically, it's like...
But like a less healthy, if you could insert a cough
a
in between that.
Horse.
Yeah, like...
No, it's interesting trying to figure out what a relationship is, because I hadn't had a lot of boyfriends or anything. And so, kind of... And like, my parents divorced when I was very young, so my mom, it was... just me and my mom for a long time, so I didn't like have that same thing, whereas like Andy's parents,
your dad didn't come around after the divorce. He was like, oh, on to the next.
Oh, let's not get into Victor.
Oh,
let's not get into him.
Victor, where
now that's a perfect sound effect. That's a perfect Twilight Zone medic alert bracelet, help me, I've fallen and I can't get up sound.
Surely Victor's listening.
Oh my God, he might. Oh my God.
All right, so let's get back on Andy.
No, it's like trying to figure out how to make love work. You know what I mean? It's, you
yeah.
know, I talk about it on stage too. Like when you think about who you want to be with, you don't factor in that person having issues.
Yeah.
I never factored in like, oh, right, a whole human being with their own background gonna come with shit.
Yeah.
Like love and tenderness, but shit.
Yeah, you thought they'd be like a trophy bouquet.
Kind of. And it would yeah. be very like, or it would be, you know, I thought they'd be a perfect compliment to me.
Yeah.
You know, like it's kind of like part of why I would be with that person is that they loved everything about me and I loved everything about them.
Yes.
And then you get with somebody, and I remember the biggest thing to learn
is
like...
Utopian views of love.
Oh my God, I blame television. I blame Lifetime television for women, you know? Because
yeah,
you're either
yeah,
in
yeah.
love or you're being sexually assaulted. And it's like, what? Which one's right? Which one's right? They're both so dreamy.
I have a sexual assault story that we're going to get to later. Stay tuned.
Ooh.
But you had a different, like all of us, people ask me now, like, how's married life? And that's such a, like, I don't know, like, it's fucking life. It's
life,
the same
exactly.
shit, and now we are in a contract.
Right.
And now we're in contract. And now when, you know, the best times when it's like, oh, we are watching the awesome thing on Netflix and our dog looks so cute.
Oh,
and
always
we just had great sex
dog.
And we're eating something delicious and it's like, how? How amazing is this? It's this forever.
Right.
And then, you know, when it's like midnight and we've been arguing for like an hour and we're not fucking, it's not going to get solved before bedtime
right.
because I can't fucking, I'm not doing, you know, like what? You don't get it. You
right.
know what I mean? You don't get it. Well, that's fine. You don't get it. it.
I know.
Then it's like this forever.
Exactly. Well, you know, they too, like that phrase, you know, it's like never go to bed angry, you know, and my
I would never sleep.
Don't thank you. Literally, I'm like, we just gonna keep fighting till the sun come up. That's how you never go to bed angry.
No, you need
you
a break.
Deal with it. And I'm like, no. Cause I like, it's like, I'm always like up here, straight up like Angela Bassett, Viola Davis, a lot of rage very quickly. I'm going to get there real quick. And he's trying to keep himself together. I'm like, don't you dare keep it together.
Lose yourself.
I want to see you suffer. I love you.
Fuck with them chickens unless they last name is Cutlet.
That's exactly. A great lyric.
Exactly.
Fuck with them chickens unless your last name is Cutlet. Yeah, like I'll say that.
Right, in the middle
I'll
of the
say
argument.
That today.
Right. Yeah, just like shut it down. But no, it's good. I think it's an up and down, you know, too, especially, I mean, you're with another creative person, but and I'm with somebody who's not just like creative too, but also trying to be in the same industry.
So what's I didn't know that that was this is
your mind is
now
blown.
This is drama. Wait. Because you, okay, so Andy, I didn't know he, so he is pursuing stand-up. Fully.
Not stand-up, no, he's a writer.
Oh,
he's a comedy writer. Yeah, he wrote for the Pete Holmes show.
Okay.
So that was like his first credit last year. But he left, he was getting a PhD in teaching philosophy.
Whoa.
And then was like, this is not what
I
want to
do. And that's when you met him, he was doing that?
No, when I met him, he like just moved to New York.
To do comedy.
Yes. And okay, we met, actually, we met at UCB. And like, you seen Andy, he doesn't look a day over 15.
Yeah.
So when I met him, I was like, who is this young child?
Yeah, I mean, I was
going
to get to that. I was going to get to the, now you're clearly a pedophile.
I know. Stop it. You know he's 4 years older than me, 5 years older than me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so he, okay, so then you met at UCB, you were comedy people. Comedy people should never be together, and yet you transcended that.
Right. I mean, he was like literally everything like on the surface that I was like, I don't want, meaning I don't want somebody that does comedy, I don't want somebody who's
lives
shorter than me, I don't want somebody who lives in Greenpoint.
All right, I'm gonna ease up on the sound effects, right?
No, you just that was perfect because it was real talk.
Okay,
you know, and so you needed that growl to let them know this shit was real talk. But I said, I was like, no, those are all the wrong things. And then it turned out, you know, that was like the first person who was just like, yeah, I like you, let's do this. Not in an intense, like, oh, we're gonna be married right away way. Like, it wasn't so, it wasn't, I mean, I made it crazy. But he was always a very kind of like, hey, yeah, I like you, you wanna do this.
Awesome.
And it was just like, oh, right. And that's the thing, you know, and I think too, getting in a relationship, and maybe you agree, like, I think it's all about, when are you done looking? And in the sense of also too, like, how much work are you willing to put in?
Yeah, I like your joke about being out there on the streets before you found him. And
oh
like,
yeah, it's about being on the street. I mean, I was weary, I was broke down.
Yeah,
and it was, but I, you know, and sometimes he's like, that makes it seem like you didn't want to be with me. I know, and I was like, and it's that's not true at all. But it was more like, oh,
the reality of
it's
being,
supposed to be no, but it's like, oh, it's supposed to be easy in the sense of like, you like me, I like you, we want to hang out.
Yes,
no 3-day rule nonsense. No. I have to pretend I don't really care.
Truth moment. Lessons to learn, tweens. Tune in.
Yeah. Truth.
Totally. Yeah. It doesn't have to be difficult. I mean, yeah, I think that makes sense. I mean, not to say, though, along, I can't, like, you know, lie and say, look, we had a long distance thing. Mm.
When you were in your homeland?
When I was, no, I was living in New York. When I met her in San Francisco. She was living in San Francisco.
Oh.
And then she moved from San Francisco to New York.
Oh, my
God. Which is like taking your feet out of a foot bath and then just cutting your feet off. Like, San Francisco, nothing matters. You can just like, everybody seems like they're always day drinking and it's completely fine.
They're day drinking and riding bikes.
Yeah. And they're making money. It's a nice place there, but I think it's for someone who's motivated and young and wants to like reach the top of whatever game they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really, I mean, like, it's not, you're only as competitive as your surroundings. I mean, that's probably like, I'm always impressed, and it makes sense to me when I meet someone like you. You grew up in New York. How long have you been doing comedy?
About 7 years.
7 years. I mean, so 7 years is like a significant amount of time, but you're just a very strong comic. Comics that I know have been doing it for, you know, double that amount of time. I mean, it sounds crazy, but they don't have, like, you have a thing.
Thank you so much, friend.
That, yeah.
I need that, especially before tomorrow. Thank you.
I mean, no, but it surprises me that, like, I guess I know how it feels. You do a showcase, and then there's pressure on that showcase, and that, like, is the opposite of I don't know. I'm trying to learn, and I think I have learned how to use, like, how to use that energy in a positive way. Like, mm-hmm. I used to, like, pace around my room and, like, just not do anything but repeat my set before a showcase
mm-hmm.
years ago. And then now, and more recently, I've gotten better at being like, I don't know. This is, I mean, there are tons of opportunities. This could be the opportunity. And yet, all I can do is be as loose and present right, as right. I can be
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and have fun, because otherwise it's not going to translate.
Right.
Anyone, right. I mean, people, especially in the industry, smell it when you fake it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So you got to come really hard on that stage. Really hard.
I know.
Let it soak in like seasoning.
Yeah, like, hear this song in your head while you're like walking on stage.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know about this guy.
I don't know what he's doing, but up until then, exactly, don't fuck with it unless it's a cutlet. What?
Cutlet.
Cutlet. Fuck it.
Then you grew up in Harlem, so then also, whoa, don't we wish that you just bought some $5,000 apartment when you were 10 years old?
I know. I mean, right now, Andy and I, though, we live in my mom's house.
Oh, dope.
She's in Jersey, but we're in her house.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
A whole house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we have one floor of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we
That's great.
Oh, yeah. She had to hook it up. I got laid off almost 2 years ago, and so I've just been kind of, like, going from thing to thing since then, you know? And so it was really good to just have a hook up, a landlord where you're like, I swear I will hit you next month. For real though, ma. Like, that's like how I had to do it.
For real though.
I was like, really?
But you know I'm winking.
Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight.
Okay. All right.
Oh, if you lame and you know it.
Nicki Minaj only, by the way, guys. More to come. I'm shifting gears, and I'm going for a little more honesty.
Yeah,
because
we're gonna
I smell
real.
Some lies, Naomi. So 7 years in comedy, doing it in New York. Do you ever think about different people's path? Do you like having started in New York? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't know any other way. I know when one of the first times I performed, I did go to, like, open mics in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the first open mic I did was it L.A.? Maybe the comedy store, but I did something, and it was they were fine open mics. It was.
I told you I wanted the truth. So your first open mics were in L.A. because what were you doing?
I was just visiting a friend, and I thought, oh, while I'm here, can I do it? Let me just, like, try it.
It's like when couples have threesomes in foreign places. It's like, exactly. I can just leave the mic.
Exactly. And, like, if it's horrible, we'll never speak of it again.
Yeah.
And I, like, had a couple friends there, and then, you know, I went, and I remember. When I signed up, there were all these people waiting outside to sign up, you know, and, like, and I was just like, what on earth is this? And then they're like, oh, we're just going to pick the names at random. And he's like, but you'll probably get picked because you're a girl. And I remember thinking, like, that's a shame / great, because I'm not going to stay here for 4 hours.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was like through and didn't open.
Why that's a shame?
That they didn't have enough women that they just were automatically gonna let me do it. You know, like, it was just like, yeah, you're a lady, okay. And I was like,
yeah.
It's like, it's that rough that you gotta pity, do some pity casting.
You gotta pity fuck me into this.
Thank you. It's like, what? Okay. But but I've never thought of it. You know, New York is easy in the sense of, I feel like, getting around New York,
you can
go
to
a lot.
But it's the easiest.
In terms of just, like, being the to pursue it and stuff, like, you have a lot of options, you know,
totally.
And you can hit it as hard as you want.
Yeah.
You know, but I've never been an open mic every night comedian.
No,
and even
me neither.
Now I don't perform every night.
Yeah.
So
I'll try it. Like, I had a big struggle when I moved here in shifting gears and dropping ego and being like, yeah, no, you're going to have to start from fresh.
How long have you been doing comedy when you came
I started
here?
When I was 16 and I did comedy, like, pretty much once a week since then with breaks. Like, I work, so in Canada, obviously easier to get to the top. I had like a lot of great opportunities. I went to Just for Laughs when I was like 18. I mean, like too soon, but who, I mean, at the same time, it's like, cool.
Yeah,
I got,
right.
You know,
yeah.
I had like a special, and I had, I hosted shows. I hosted some kids show for three seasons and was producing and writing on it, and hosted a radio show. I had like a lot of
goody
opportunities. And then I moved here, and I first of all got into the college circuit, which was not, I mean, it's not a mistake. This was my path, you know,
and
it was good money. And at the same time, I didn't like, I knew I didn't like that lifestyle. It was fun at first to see all these cool places in America that I never would have seen, but I wasn't being, in terms of my art,
right?
And it feels weird to call it art, but like in terms of what I do, I was not feeling like I was getting better at anything other than crowd work, which was, you know, that I just wasn't motivated to get to Savannah, Georgia, you know, at 4 p.m. after flying for 8 hours and then showering, and then I wasn't motivated to like sit down and like figure out where
like
my set was going.
Yeah, 10 minutes,
you know,
or something.
More so just like writing for the town and then doing my act and having fun, but like not what I wanted long term. And realizing like I paid all this money to have a visa to work in the U.S. and I was no more or less known in the places that mattered, New York or L.A. than when I was in Canada.
Right.
So then I shifted, and then but I guess what the connector to what we were talking about is that I had a deep struggle with figuring out that I could do it my way. I could do it the way I want to do it, and it doesn't make me better or worse, or, you know, it's true. If you are doing something, if I was on stage three times a night or four times a night or five times a night, that would definitely
impact the speed
at which the things that I was developing
developed.
I value life, and I have friends, and I've got family, and I would never, you know, like on Halloween, I got asked to do a bunch of shows. Like I'd rather dress up with my wife and my friends and
your dog. I hope
and my dog
dressed up the dog.
Yeah, and play Japanese scary pranks on the TV and laugh so much. Then, you know what I mean? It's that. So
we're gonna have to circle back to Japanese scary pranks.
Oh
on the
my
TV.
God! If you literally Google Japanese scary. Yeah. And look at the videos on YouTube. Japanese people are ruthless with their pranks, okay? Literally, like, people would just get so sued. And now that I'm on this rant, can I please tell you what happened last night?
Yes.
Okay. Last night, you know Lisa Traeger.
Comedian, friend of yours.
Co-host of How Many Questions? YouTube.com/HowManyQs. It's our web series. So I'm at her house. There's a knock on the door. A man who ends up being her super is like, I heard there's an emergency. And she's like, no emergency. And he's like, and he starts whispering to her. And I start videotaping it because I'm like, this guy's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Something might go viral.
Right.
So she closes the door and she's like, my super just told me I'm pretty and asked me if I want to drink beers with him in our basement. And she lives on the main floor, but it's like raised from the actual ground.
Yeah, yeah.
So then ever since I got there, I heard this coming from the walls or from something.
Right.
And I realized if I was telling this at the Moth, I would probably have put that. That would be the first thing that I said. Ever since I got to this girl's house, I heard then the beat with the super. And then I end up, like, you know, like getting curious lesbian about it. And I'm like, I'm going to find this bird. I'm going to free this bird. And I go to the back window. And as I go back, I'm like, imagine it's the super. And I see the fucking guy's jacket with, like, he had, like, this American flag badge on the side. So I see his shoulder propped up in the windowsill.
No.
And I yell, and he disappears, but I see there's a ladder propped up against the wall of Lisa's apartment where it to the windowsill.
What does that window look into?
Like an alleyway, like a weird sort of, you know, New York.
But where in her apartment? Like, what is
it? Looks into her bedroom.
Oh,
creepy as fuck, right? Okay. And then he comes back. No.
What?
No. And so then, luckily, Lisa's friend Charlie was there. Thank God, like a man with a penis and not a pussy. You know what I mean?
God.
Like in those situations, it's just like it kind of breaks down to like testosterone and gender.
Right.
Where like the more male, and I am when I'm hanging out with most people that I hang out with who are women, I'm the one that's like, all right, let's get this solved. But I'm very aware that I have a pussy with a hole in it that a penis can go into. It's just like a thing that you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So it's like, as much as like I was aggressive when I told him to go away, he still came back and whistled. It wasn't until Charlie hopped down into the alleyway.
Oh my God.
Threw the ladder on the floor next to him and was like, come get your ladder.
Oh my God.
And I was videotaping and the guy saw that I was videotaping and he didn't want to come get the ladder when the video was on. So then Charlie grabbed the video. We like played the, we pointed at him.
Yeah.
And then of course he's like all apologetic, but it's like, that is fucking scary.
That's, you could sue him.
He could go to jail. Yeah, but like, I don't think, I mean like, I think the main thing too is like, this is.
Can you come forward so we can see your face? If you didn't do anything wrong, come forward. Come forward.
Can you hear?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
I want the ladder, there it is.
Come get the ladder. No, come get the
ladder.
Oh
my God.
Close door, please.
It was so scary.
That's crazy. Hey, does she live alone?
Close door, please. Yeah, I know, it's a real fuck up. Yeah, it's a real mistake, man. It's really not okay. You can't do that.
I know. Dude, you are...
You're a sexual predator.
Yeah.
You're a predator.
Like, I'm sure he was masturbating. Oh, I'm sure, like, as he's, like, you know, what the weird thing of, like, wanting to be discovered and, like, whistling.
Right.
And your elbows are in this person's window. But Lisa's subletting from someone else, and like that person doesn't want to lose the apartment. Anyway, Lisa slept at my place last night.
Oh my God.
The other thing is like calling the cops.
Right.
We should have maybe, but then the sublet situation, girl was like, I'll come over there if you want. And then it's just like, what do you do? And this whole theme of like catcalling this past couple weeks, I definitely have the view that video is interesting. It's interesting because it does show a woman, a beautiful woman, whose figure is seen and how men respond.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think like being a gay person that was brought up Muslim and having these sort of dueling things that like I'm very much gay and I'm very much like protective of people like calling Muslims terrorists kind of thing, because I am, you know what I mean, like despite the fact that I don't observe the religion, I do know people that I know that world very well, and I know it's the exact same thing as every other religion,
right,
with its own quirks or whatever, you know. But I don't know, I was so startled and angry, and it's like, you know, it's fucking sucks that guy thought, Like, what made that guy think that he could do that?
Right.
And Lisa, like, generally doesn't have people there, you know?
Right. Right. I was going to say, like, is she there by herself?
She's there by herself often. Like, she lives there with Megan, another girl, who Megan I talked to today, and she's like, yeah, he hits on me all the time.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, that guy needs to go.
Right. Right.
Does that guy need to... What do you think? Like, do you think that guy deserves to, like, go to jail?
I have my own thoughts on the prison system. So I'm not as quick to be like jail for everything. However, I don't think he should be allowed to be
a
landlord. Right. You know, he could be reported. He cannot
He's a super, not a landlord.
Or a super.
I mean, it'd be very strange if he like owned this building.
Right. Okay. Well, no, I don't think he should.
What'd you say, Andrew? He has keys to our apartment.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. He can come in.
It's terrifying. And I wanted the cops. I also get that, like, there's only so much the system does. I think that it was great that Charlie was there and he, like, shook him up.
Yeah.
That's, you know, like, not physically, but, like, you could tell in the video he's, like, the guy's scared.
Right.
I also don't trust, like, Lisa's, you know, she's not going to sleep there alone at any point. I have a taser that my father-in-law gave me. I'm going to give it to her.
Oh, lovely.
Like, I just, but it's just fucking terrifying. And so horrible.
To me, the big, even the idea of the whole catcalling, all this,
to me, at the root of it, well, the many roots, yeah, the same tree, but one of them to me is entitlement.
Yeah.
This idea that if I am a woman existing, you as a man are entitled to me.
Yeah.
And to say whatever you want to me.
Yeah.
And this idea too that I'm supposed to
take it,
if not appreciate it,
yeah,
at the very least accept it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's that idea. It's like he believes that he's entitled. Like there's a part of him that's like, I can do this, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wasn't hidden. If you're in the window and making noise, you're,
yeah, yeah,
there's a part of you that thinks
you're gonna get away with it.
Yes. And that not just that you're gonna get away with it, but that this is something you deserve.
Yeah.
You know, why can't I just look at this pretty young girl?
Yeah. Ugh, disgusting.
Exactly.
It's so like, this is so the catcalling thing, my view of it, and I said it on last week's podcast, but like I am of the mind, so going back to those like dueling worlds of like Islam versus Leslam, that I understand that you've got to we've got to be tolerant, and I can't expect, because I have these views, like these feminist views or whatever, that everyone else is like evolved in that way. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's about evolving, accepting other people is in a big part about evolving and understanding that we can all coexist together better, and we can all be happier if we all accept each other.
Right.
So the very, I don't know if it's left or right or what wing it is, but there were some posts, and basically the way that the whole video was framed was like, we can't put up with this anymore. And I think that is the wrong takeaway. And you're not going, because what do we want? If we as feminists and as women that want equality, if we're a business, what do we want? And what is the best way to get our business that win?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the best way is to be super alarmist about the fact that a bunch of men, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just think, you know, it's grouping all the men together, and the fact that a lot of them were black and all of that, it doesn't, to me, that approach isn't the one that's gonna win.
Right.
And at the same time, then experiencing what happened last night, I'm like, oh shit, are these things connected? Is it one, then the other, then the other? Is it like, all right, we're nipping it in the butt by saying, if you catcall, you're treating women
gateway?
Horror.
Yeah, right.
Is catcalling the gateway? Marijuana.
Right, exactly.
But you know what? I don't think marijuana is the marijuana. So like, yeah, I think that those are the things I think my video should go viral. My video to go viral. That's what this is about. Just, why can't one of my sexual harassment videos get millions of views and be talked about on CNN? All right. I think we solved a lot of things. I think I just talked for a very long time. So do you have any creepy jeepy stories?
I mean, growing up in New York, there have been a lot of creepy jeepies.
Did you ever have a window guy?
No, not a window guy. I've definitely had the masturbating on the subway, like right across from me.
Oh my God.
And like that feel, and that, I mean, that was also like a terrifying moment. I mean,
what kind of dude was it?
He was an old.
Or woman.
It was a dude. He was older. I mean, at the time, I might have been 20. He might have been 50.
Oh,
you know,
God.
And it was like late night. I forgot where I was coming from, but I was on the train, and it was like me and one other woman on the train, and she was across from me. And this guy like came through the car, and then he came and he like looked, and then he sat next to her right across from me.
Yeah,
and he's like, very slowly pulls.
I pick here
exactly, and pulls out his dick and begins to stroke it. Now I'm trying to get the ladies. Attention across from me, yeah. And I'm trying to be like just like making faces and stuff
she's
like that.
That bitch is crazy.
Exactly, and she's trying to avoid my eye.
She
and I'm
like doesn't look below his chin. She's just like, can you believe that woman? I mean, her eyes are just,
just like
bonkers.
She's like, why are you looking at me? Like, you know, this is like this
leave
is
my husband alone.
This is before Candy Crush, when you could just be like in, you know,
yeah,
your
yeah.
like phone and pretend like nothing's happening.
Yeah,
and so
the pre Candy Crush days.
I know, this was a dark time. And so then, so she wouldn't look at me, but in her effort to avoid me, she looked right down at the dick. And then she was like, oh my God. And I like jumps up. And then I jump up with her. And I was like, I was trying to tell you. And she was like, and then we
use your words.
I know. And I was like, I don't. But it was,
you want to wake up the dick.
But that's the thing. It was like, I was afraid to say something because I didn't know what this person was about.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That moment of like, well,
that moment of how far are you going to take this? Like, you've done something that crosses the line completely.
Exactly.
And now how, if this, then what?
Exactly. Yeah. That question of like, I don't know. I mean, like, you're already someone who doesn't respect boundaries.
Yeah.
So, you know, how quickly can this go? Which is why
I think like gender, I think it is a gender thing and a testosterone thing, where my instinct in those situations is to puff up my chest. Mm-hmm. And just be like, yeah, I'm going to be really, like, don't fuck with me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, on the inside, I'm like, no, but you can fuck. You know, like, yeah. Knowing full well, you might be bigger than me. You might be.
Right. It was crazy. And well, then she and I ended up splitting a cab together.
Oh, that's
sweet. We shared a moment. So we split a cab together.
All roads lead to lesbian heaven. My sexy podcast.
Nothing but real niggas only.
Oh, yeah.
Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only.
Mm.
Independent bitches only.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about style. We've talked about love. We've talked about molestation.
Yeah.
There's only
one. I know. What's left?
There's only one last topic.
What?
Topanga, Topanga, Topanga.
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 Pro Topanga? Anti Topanga. It's all over the internet. Are you pro Topanga or not?
Real Topanga, fake Topanga. Right? Just like the Dalai Lama?
Oh my God. Yes!
Just like it. Bring it
yes!
back.
Yes! Usually we call my mom at this point. Unfortunately, my mom is a runaway. She is in Italy.
She's eat, pray, loving.
She's eat, pray, loving. She's researching for the podcast. I'm sure she'll be able to write the trip off. Guys, I love you for listening. Thank you so much. From the bottom, I told you I'd get to this voice.
Yeah.
From the bottom of my heart. From the bottom. You mean everything to me.
From the bottom of Sabrina's heart. Now you mean everything.
Kill that shit tomorrow.
I'm going to kill it. I'm going to maim it. I'm going to drag it.
What's your pre-show ritual for something like that?
Listen to
some
a lot
push-ups?
Of music. No, not push-ups. I listen to music.
Yeah, I get in the zone. Music?
I'm not going to lie to you. In the Heights, the soundtrack to the Broadway musical In the Heights.
Oh, I've seen In the Heights.
Have you?
Yes.
I went to school with the guy.
The guy that wrote it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And it's very near and dear to my heart. And I listen to it.
With Expedia, you this always it, get right? the lowest price.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. You found the title
I
song.
Tried to smoothly play it up, but
nope.
Obviously.
Not with those ads.
Obviously, the corporate world has a different agenda! Dalai Lama!
Oh, that's the best sound effect yet.
There we go. This is it.
Sing while I wipe down the awning. Hey, y'all, good morning.
Ice coffee, agua.
Oh, this is the beginning. Yeah, the opening.
Strawberry, and just for today.
So, I mean, a lot of people you went to school with probably did cool things.
Yes, I went to school with a lot of people who
famous
the, yeah not
yeah spill,
now,
spill the beans
too. Well, like I didn't go, like I wasn't there necessarily when they were there, but like Santa Gold,
oh shit,
Lin-Manuel, this oh, guy shit. Who did In the Heights, Michael Bay, everyone's favorite action star,
yeah,
other people who I can't remember now. Oh, the guy who did, you know, did you see that movie Beasts of the Southern Wild?
Yeah,
those dudes.
Shit.
Yeah.
And most importantly, Naomi fucking Ick Perrigan.
We did it.
We did it.
It's done.
People can find you on Twitter
at Blacktress.
People can find me on Twitter at Sabrina Jalice.
Boom.
Boom, shaggy lackey. I love you guys. Gotta go. Gotta go. Cause I got a busy day. Cause I'm gonna have a meeting. Bye.